Definitively Presentation Part 1 of 8, Gmail Mactapond, FWD, Family Matters, Really, This Family Sucks, RealUpHuman.net, Sunday, May 15, 2022 at 4:13 a.m., to social media, at, auditor.ca.gov, cc, Mama Fire Dancer, Dave's Not Here, David Allen Driscoll, Dave, Dennis Driscoll, Debbie Kick, John Michael Talbot, Public Comment, at, ncd.gov, care, at, inlandpsych.com, crisis text line, info, at, nightcolumbia.org, info, at, aravamerton.com, AHF Healthcare Center - San Diego, new contact Dr. Adam Zweig, Barack Obama, info, at, brainados.com, info, at, tchub.com, Jim Star, Cramobone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over two centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the Cramobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, ** the good at grew up white scarver, David Parrish, agents that care about helping you - not - Latricia Williams. David **, Cramobone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over two centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usage is, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the Cramobone is a Solomon's knot of significance, **, the good at grew up tap Scott, supervisor, .row, at, boss. .sbcounty.gov, Representative Barbara Lee, Gangstalking O Expert - Dr. Andrew Lustig, Lorraine, .sheridan, at, curtin.edu.au, at sign reality audit - California State Auditor - can you even be honest PNG, image GIF, dear social media staff at State of California Auditor's Office, my name is James Martin Driscoll, I am not like any other person, that you have ever met, I am angry, pouting face. I am justifiably angry, image PNG, to the human person who is reading this now, how can I be personally angry at you, but then again I am, 043-Cramobone, 1 PNG, because, preconclusively you two will just ignore me like everyone else, for no good reason you will ignore me, even as I have attempted to compel the truth to come forward, for you two must intentionally ignore me, the only, deductive reasoning would be that you do not believe in the truth. And that truth must not be told here, would that be true? If not, prove it to me. Before you read anything further, respond to all, and say, Mr. Driscoll, I have your letter and I have not yet read it, but I promise it will be taken into proper care and concern, signed, your personal human name, but you will not do that. What is it that stops you from doing that? You will have to circle the wagons to treat me as some kind of threat to your existence, because I represent the truth and in that truth, it must be ignored forever. I obviously have no faith that you can do your job properly. You will fail, just like everyone else including my very own family. Crystal ball fail, crystal ball fail, crystal ball fail, crystal ball. That emoji has meaning and purpose. You will and must fail. This is a text snippet out of a 2003 publication on the National Institutes of Health. Why is this standard not offered to me? The importance of developing rapport with patients cannot be overemphasized. Effective communication skills are a critical tool that assists the physician in establishing that optimal patient rapport. Physicians need to keep in mind that today's healthcare consumers, particularly those in the baby boomer and younger age groups, have much more medical knowledge than senior citizens, both young and old, however, often judge the quality of care received on the basis of the physician-patient interaction. Certainly, the physician's skill and reputation play an important role in a patient's confidence. However, many if not most patients assume that physicians have the requisite technical skill to treat their medical problems. From the patient's perspective, therefore, what separates the adequate or average physician from the truly great physician is how well the physician practices the art of medical care, conveying those highly valued human skills of compassion and caring concern that patients seem to need so much. All too often, when physicians do not communicate caring concern, especially when the care is painful, difficult, or results in less than optimal outcomes, an inevitable cycle of miscommunication occurs among patient, family, and physician. Under these circumstances, Patients who express their anger and frustration may cause the physician to react defensively in a way that may be perceived as hostile or arrogant. Most often it is this response that causes a patient to seek the advice of an attorney, because poor communication between a physician and patient can lead an already angry, dissatisfied patient to believe the care was poor even when it was entirely appropriate. 5. In the arena of physician liability, the burden of successful patient-physician communication lies with physicians. 5. That is not to say that patients do not share the burden, but society and the courts have deemed that physicians have the ultimate responsibility for initiating, clarifying, facilitating, documenting, and reinforcing discussions related to their patient's condition, treatment, and prognosis. 5. This text snippet above is from Weblink document URL, https://www.nclmnih.gov. National Institutes of Health /PMC 1201002/ Proc. Baleuniv Medcent, 2003 APR 16:2-157-161 DOI 10.1080/0899828020031192789 PMC ID PMC 1201002 PMID 16,278,732. Communication gaffes, a root cause of malpractice claims. Beth Huntington, BSN, MSN, Jade Corresponding Author 1 and Nettie Kuhn, RN, BSPA, CPHRM 1. Author information copyright and license information disclaimer. I am going to use the feedback option on the site. Somewhere, somehow, someone is going to step forward and start telling the truth. Mercy, 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 stop the hate already, stop the lies and stop the hate already. Why is that not offered to me, from anyone, anywhere of our civil society? Please do not insult my intelligence, please do not tell me I am over-reacting, please do not tell me I am mistaken. End of part 1, proceed to part 2.